I wasn't worried. I know God has a plan, and I know I put a lot of work, you know, and I put a lot of good things on film. A lot of things I still need to work on, but you know, I had faith that my film would show coaches that I could play at this level.
Were you surprised at all after having such a good preseason that they let you go?
A little bit, you know, but there's only certain things you can control. It's the business at the end of the day, and it comes down to a lot of numbers, logistics, and things like that. So, you know, at the end of the day, you can control what you can control, and that's, you know, my attitude and how I could perform on the football field.
Think your name alone, but give me pause to think, rethink this, huh?
It is what it is. You know, I'm happy to be here now.
What did you learn from your dad about being an NFL player?
Just what it means to be a professional. You know, you can't make the same mistakes twice. You know, how to carry yourself on and off the field. How to approach this game and learn, know that it's a business. You can move, you know, for interest. Like yesterday, I can move to any team at any time, you know, how this business works. But I still have to, you know, remain humble, hungry, and a professional.
What's he doing though?
Right now, he's retired, man. He got a house in Savannah, Georgia, kicking back, playing golf, you know, traveling a little bit.
He's one of the most memorable hitters of NFL history. How did you end up on offense?
I don't know. I guess I can blame my twin for that, you know, because he plays corner, you know, so somebody need to line up against him, you know, so it was just, I just love, you know, carrying the ball, running the ball. He and my brother had a passion for, you know, defending the ball, so we worked against each other to make each other better.
And how would you describe your running style? We don't know much about you on the field.
My running style, you know, I'm an explosive, slasher, a guy, you know, who, you put in space, I can make a play, you know, and I'm willing to do anything for my teammates, you know, want to win games.
Can you return kicks?
Yeah.
Done it?
Yeah.
Do you think that's one of the reasons they brought you here? Because, you know, they got rid of two running backs when they signed you, so do you think you can do running back and kind of kickoff return?
Definitely. Yeah. You know, kickoff return, you know, is something I really, you know, been doing since high school, college. You know, it's my background, so it's something I love to do. You know, set the offense with great field position.
Did you get reps today doing that?
No, we didn't have kickoff. I caught balls earlier in practice.
You know, is running back a position that is it easier to step in since you obviously had no training camp or preseason with these guys? Is that a position that you can step in on Monday and be ready on Sunday?
You know, it's a copycat league, you know. A lot of teams run the same type of zone, inside, outside zone schemes. You know, I still got to learn the terminology here. But, you know, running back, it's a lot of reaction as well. You know, we might draw up a play, but it might not happen that way on the field. So it's a lot of just running. It's a lot of heart, running the ball hard in between tackles when you need to and bouncing outside if you have to. So,
have they told you that you're going to be the kickoff returner?
They said that I'll be returning kicks. Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see how it plays out with the numbers and things like that.
What things did you mention earlier you got to work on a few things? What are some of the things you're focused on working on here now that you're with the Browns?
Learn the playbook, first and foremost. Learn this terminology. Learning how Coach Jackson wants to run, how he runs this organization, how he runs the team. What does he expect from his players? And, you know, learning faces around the facility, my teammates, you know, so things like that. And on the field, just continue to work on, you know, pass protection and everything as far as running the ball, knowing who to read, ball security, things like that.
When you were coming out of college, did you maybe expect it to maybe take as long as it has for you to kind of get your footing in the NFL? You know, I mean, there's been some bumps in the road, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's been a long journey, but you know, I don't regret anything. It's been a great learning experience for me. You know, it takes patience sometimes to chase greatness. You know, and that's what I'm doing. I haven't deviated from that. You know, when I came into the league, that's what my mindset was, and it still is that way. You know, no matter how long it takes. You know, so I'm just happy and blessed to be in this position right now.
Were you a Warriors fan, and now you have to switch allegiance, or what?
Nah, I'm a Warriors fan throughout. You know, it gotta be. You know, it's a great little rivalry we got going with Cleveland. So, you know, I had to wear my shirt to represent today.